Welcome to Concafé for the 11th day of April, year of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. We're looking at the psalm for this coming Sunday. We're looking at Psalm 4, Psalm number 4 in the New International Version of the Bible. The devotional is called Peace in God's Presence. Ready to get in God's Word? I am. Verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep for you alone, Lord. Make me dwell in safety. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God, we say. Thanks be to God. Well, a happy Thursday, dear friend. Here's a question for you. What part of the house holds the most comfort for you? Second question, which part of the house is the one in which you feel more comfortable to cry or to get angry? Third question, which room finds you praying more? I'll go first. My most comfortable room is the living room when Ellie and family are there. And the room in which I feel more comfortable in dealing with my feelings, frustrations, thoughts, anxieties is the bedroom, also when Ellie is there. And it's here in the bedroom when most prayers get sent up. Right before going to bed, I want to connect with God and share with him what's troubling me. And I wondered, where did King David write or say his prayers? He was an adamant prayer, man of prayer, trusting in God and hopeful in his petitions, as we read in verse 1. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. David had come to believe in God's faithfulness in his times of distress, as should we. David knew God to be the source of righteousness and justice, who does hear his prayers and our prayers and provides relief from his troubles to King David and also to ours. In the same way, dear friends, during our times of anguish, we can appeal to God, for God is compassionate and God grants us mercy. Now we see David's shift as he's writing from his prayer to contrast the fleeting pleasures of the world with the enduring peace found only in God. David admonishes those who chase after false gods and the success of the world, reminding them of the true source of blessing and prosperity, who is God himself. David knows and encourages us to have trust in God's provision and rejoices in the abundant blessings that come from walking in obedience with God. And then, friends, we come to the most famous of the verses of this psalm, which is verse 8, where David declares his full confidence in God's protection at the most vulnerable time of day. That's, as I mentioned earlier, right before bed. It's usually right before bed. There are those quiet moments that our brain, marvelous as it is, can present to us a rapid recaps of the highs and the lows of the day, with the lows somehow jumping ahead and more prominently to our attention. And it is then that we should turn all of that over to God in prayer. God is the source of peace, and no better word can accompany us into sleep. I shall lie down in peace. Now, friends, as we have reflected on Psalm 4, let us take this with us. We should follow David's example of seeking refuge in God in times of trouble. Let us turn to him in prayer, trusting in his righteousness and mercy to sustain us. May we examine our hearts, turning away from sin and placing our trust fully in the Lord. And may we experience the profound peace that comes from resting in God's presence, knowing that he alone can truly satisfy all our needs and our souls. Let's pray. Awesome Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and mercy toward us. You alone are the source of power that lifts us up beyond all challenges and obstacles. As we come before you in prayer, we ask for your help in times of distress and uncertainty. Grant us relief from our troubles and fill our hearts with your peace that surpasses all understanding, for it's in Christ Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you so much for tuning in. I pray you have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Spend intentional time in prayer, pouring out your heart to God and seeking his guidance and peace. I love you and I thank the Lord for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Let the world know Jesus is Lord. And we want to win the world for Jesus Christ. The way we do it is by helping the metrics of this ministry. Again, thank you for tuning in. I love you and I pray God bless you. Amen.